after you done put this up in the yolk, you know.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then turn it. See if it'll turn mm-hmm. it, have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then pull your bowl back down. The oxen couldn't come on yoke.
Yeah, it's stuck in that goo. Yeah.
That's right. See, then
you
when you went down the yoke, maybe you just walk up there and push this bowl up a little and then just pull that key out. Turn it and then pull it out. I'll show you when I get out, John.
You say you raised your own oxen?
Yeah, we, well, some of them, yeah.
How do, now, they are they all, just all.
Some of them females, you know. They
They're just males, and then they make steers out of them.
When did they? How old were they when they usually made steers out of them?
Well, they'd be up, way about 700 or 800 pounds.
When they made the steers out of
when you go to work on
them. I'm talking about made the steers out of them.
Oh, anytime
when they
after
they were
young, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how old would they be before you'd work them? Would they be?
Well, we never would start working them until they weighed about 500 pounds.
Well,
I guess
how
they'd
old
be
would
a
that be?
Couple of years, 3 years old, probably something.
I guess that those things they eat pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm.
Too. When you had them at home, did you just put, you have a lot you pin them in, or you just let them out in pasture?
Had a feed trough, and had most of the time we'd have a feed trough made out of two. The bottom of it would be 2 by 12. That'd be 24 inches wide.
Yes.
And then have a 2 by 12 for the side.
But you always had a lot.
We'd just put the feed in there, and about 6 or 8 could eat out of that long trough, you know.
But you always had
we'd feed
a lot.
If we were feeding 8, we'd put it in a sack of cottonseed hulls. We, back them days, fed on cottonseed meal and hulls.
Mm-hmm.
We'd feed 8 a 100-pound sack of cottonseed hulls. Just spread 100 pounds. You could buy it then in 100-pound sack. And you could buy that cottonseed meal for it was just in, it was, I believe it was in 50 pounds, like I'm not sure, cottonseed meal, it was yellow. And we'd feed a sack of cottonseed meal, I mean hulls, to 8, pour it out in there.
A whole sack?
100 pounds, pour it out, that was for 8 oxen. And then put a third of that cottonseed meal, it was 100 pounds of it, but it wasn't near as big, you know. Them hulls, you know, they didn't weigh like meal, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd pour 1/3 of that, we'd make a sack of that cottonseed meal, go 3 nights, 100 pounds. It would feed 3 nights, but that cottonseed hulls wouldn't feed but 1 night, just 100 pounds. That's the way they put them up where they sold them, made them.
They must have had big appetites, didn't they?
Just feed them once a day, too.
But you always kept them in a lot.
Yeah, kept them in a lot. But we always tried to figure where they could have water, you know.
Water
run through, deal with them, get water every night.
We're talking about your father, Danny, and your grandfather come down to Pearson Station. Was your mother born in that area too? Or?
She was born up there, close to old Haysoff Church. I don't know whether I can tell you where
that is. That's in Bibb County.
Yeah, that's in Bibb County. It wasn't too far.
She was
just
steal.
North of the Centerville there?
Haysoff.
It's up on 82, is that
mm-hmm.
I think I've seen a sign.
You saw a sign where you turned to go to Haysoff, yeah.
That's right, that's where my mother lived.
His mother was a steel.
Half a mile from that church. Mm-hmm. She was a steel.
Mm-hmm. Did they? You go to school there around Duncanville?
Yes, up there, this side of Duncanville. They didn't go there, don't we? We had school there close to where we lived.